You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The World View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Big decision yesterday at the International Court around the Butcher of Bosnia. We forget sometimes how bad all of that was.
Oh, my word, yeah. And when you start hearing the accounts and going back into some of the details, as indeed came out through the court case, it is just grim. And as they put it, some of the worst atrocities in Europe, if not the worst atrocities in Europe since the Second World War. And they got him, I suppose. General Ratko Mladic, he will now do life in prison, or what is left of his life in prison. They found him guilty of 10 of the 11 charges, including murder, torture and rape. He was personally in charge of the Srebrenica massacre, when 8,000 Muslim men and boys were put to death, and also the siege of Sarajevo again, when the civilian population was put through all sorts of things. During sentencing, actually, Ratko Mladic was removed. He shouted, "It's a lie," and was dragged off and so forth, but that won't stop the sentencing going ahead. He's in prison. They've got him, and thank goodness he was just one horrible person.
Absolutely. And Adam, a heroic bus driver. This is about a crash in the Alps.
Yeah, they've been carrying out an inquest. In fact, the inquest is still on today, but so they haven't yet quite concluded. But this is into a crash in the French Alps 4 years ago. And they have certainly concluded that every driver's worst nightmare happened. The brakes went on a bus, on a hairpin bend on a mountain. Can you imagine at that point? This is coming back from a ski resort, quite high up, quite skiddy, snow and ice around and so forth. The bus driver, a British bus driver called Maurice Whitson, deliberately then smashed headfirst into the rocks on the mountainside of the road. He died instantly, but he saved his passengers. Although four passengers were badly injured, the other 46 were okay, and in fact all 50 passengers survived. It was only Maurice, the bus driver, who died, deliberately, it is thought, sacrificing himself to save the lives of his coach passengers. Just an extraordinary split-second decision, and there's 50 people to be thankful to him as well.
What an incredible story. Wow. Adam Gilchrist, thank you. Well, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Lunti Njomane.
Where does the original concept that led to countries using flags come from, as well as the strict guidelines of use?
Ah, Lundy, great question. Thank you. To get to the answer, we spoke to Bruce Berry, a founder member of the Southern African Vexillological Association.
Flags are a universal characteristic of human civilization, and they are a means of social participation and communication. The idea for a national flag came during the 16th and 17th centuries, when flags were basically used for signaling amongst the various sailing ships. And then with the voyages of discovery, they spread across the world. And they were used then to identify the ships for the various countries where they came from. Subsequent to that, the protocol and the usage around the flags developed also from the naval tradition, where the flags were used to identify and signal something which was happening on board. So, for example, an upside-down flag represented distress, a red flag represented danger, white for surrender and peace, and a half-mast flag indicated death flag was flying above, so someone had died on board. Some countries have formalized these into legislation, but in South Africa we just have regulations based on the flag as being the national symbol and therefore should be treated with respect at all times.
Bruce Berry, thank you. Founder member of the Southern African Vexillological Association. And I was saying, there's a word I've never heard before. Vexillological. It means the study, or vexology rather. It means the study of flags. And congratulations to you, Lundi Njomane, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like traveling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.